as I just share a few words, Lord, anoint me afresh. Help me speak as I should, as an oracle of God. And put the same unction on the ears and the hearts of those who are listening. That it wouldn't just be another Christmas, but it would be a Christmas celebrating, growing, manifesting the Christ in us. In Jesus' name, amen. The essence of Christmas has been demonstrated very beautifully by both the songs from the Children's Church, Zion City Fellowship, Senior Choir, and the Drama Group, the Living Sermon Drama Group. They have all, and the Edo Worship, you know, was part of the Senior Choir. And what they did was very beautiful because it depicts the essence of the Christian message. The Christmas message and the whole commission that we're given by the Lord Jesus Christ is to every tribe, tongue, and kindred, including the Edo. So when they were singing, I was singing in tongues. I was joining them. Everything they were saying, I was saying it. I didn't know it, but I was saying it. Amen. Give them another super clap offering. They did wonderfully well. Brethren, Christmas isn't just a time to eat rice and dodo and all of that. You should do that too. I'm not saying you shouldn't do that at all. You need to actually do that. But more importantly, it's a time in which the whole world really is, I don't want to use the word forced. Let me use this, a milder word, maybe obligated would be a better word. Today, you know, next Sunday is going to be Christmas Day. The world will shut down. Whether you believe in Christian or you don't believe in Jesus, you can't go to work. You can't go to the bank. You can't do anything. So we are obligated to acknowledge the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ and the purpose for which he came. He came so that man can become like God. God, watch this. God became like man so that man can become like God. Jesus is still God. He never stopped being God. He was just God in a reduced form. He was not omnipotent, omniscient. He was not omnipresent. But he was God, like the word says, Emmanuel, God with us, as a man. And even in that reduced form, he showed what God can do. Like we sang in that lovely song, beautifully rendered in different parts and instrumentalists and all of that. Mary, did you know? He healed the sick. He cleansed the leper. He raised the dead. The lame will walk. The dumb will speak the praises of the Lamb. Showing us what man should be if he allows God to come into him. So he who was God became like a man. Now we who are men are to become like God. We will not be God. We will not be omnipotent. We will not be omniscient. We will not be omnipresent. We will never be that because that's the preserve of the three persons of the Godhead. And it's not because God doesn't want you to be, just that you don't have the capacity. You can be. You can have access to it, you know. So if you want to know anything, he can quickly give you the information. But you can't have all that information, you know, at your beck and call, you know, inside you intrinsically. You can't. So God sent Jesus into the world so that you and I can become like God in the same way that Jesus came into the world so that he became like a man, even though he was God. So even though we are still men, we will now become like God. We'll have access to the divine character, access to the divine wisdom, and access to the divine power. And that is the, in a nutshell, what this Christmas message is all about. I in particular want to comment on the Living Summer drama skit, that little drama sketch. You see that woman, Mrs. Cole, I can't remember her name. I think it was Mrs. Cole. Was it Mrs. Cole? So I got it. Praise the Lord. You know, she was a hypocrite. The other woman was going through a difficult time, you know, and she outwardly sympathized, but inwardly, she was arrogant. Very arrogant. Somebody is going through a problem. I tell you now, you and your husband, you are going to London. Is that what that person wants to hear at that time? Even if you're going to London, why do you want to tell her? Why didn't you go to your husband and say, ah, Mr. Cole, you know, yes, we're going to London. I didn't say you shouldn't go to London. But maybe instead of spending £5,000, or I'm just using a hypothetical figure, or £3,000 in London, let us spend £1,000 or £1,500. Let's take £500 or £1,000 in our money and let's give it to this, our sister. By the time they change it in black market, it will be something. At least it will take them through the next few weeks. So the woman said there was no Gary in the house. It would have taken them through the next 2-3 weeks. So by the time they come back from London, they will be able to say, ah, sister, you know, that money we got, at least helped you. Okay, now what can we do? Maybe I know somebody in the ministry somewhere, or I know somewhere where I can get a job, or I can talk to a friend. That's true love. Not this one where you want to show the people. You know, it's only in Nigeria I heard this. There's one generator, it's called I Pass My Neighbor. The day I heard that thing. You see, you say I don't know I'm properly. You know, because I pass my, I better pass my name. Talk about competition. Talk about pride. Talk about arrogance. And sadly, it's strongly the Nigerian ethos. Very sadly. I better pass my neighbor. Then I go show him. So, you know, when NEPA goes and the other people are using candle and it's going to go. Then light will shine. So they will say, ah, Mrs. Something, are you okay? Instead of saying, ah, can we connect this generator to your fan? You know, please, okay, you don't worry, we'll see what we can do. At least maybe one or two light bulbs in your house and it will carry your fan. We will take a connection from our house and we'll run it down. That's what love does. Now, I better pass my neighbor. I go, show him. The children sang it so well. Let us amend our ways. Let us change our taste. I will close. You see, it is in these little things that God tests you. That's where the test comes. God, it was God that sent that woman to Mrs. Cole. And she failed the test. It was, he said, so long as you do it to the least of these, you do it to me. She did not know she was rejecting Jesus. The poor woman called her phone. She saw it. The husband said, is that not this woman calling you? She said, don't mind her, Jerry. You know, she wants to ask me for something. You know, we are going to London. I won't have time for her. I will see her when I come back. The height of selfishness. But sadly, many of us do that. Let me correct that. I want to believe in scripture, Pastor, that many of us don't do that again. Okay, give yourselves a clap offering. Give yourself. And if you did it last week, quickly repent. Amen. You know, thank God, benevolence is coming up this week. So it's a good, after that living sermon, quickly, you know, say, God, oh, sorry, okay. You know, go and look for something. If you haven't yet given something to benevolence, I'm very much in the spirit. So benevolence committee, they're going to distribute the gifts on Thursday the 22nd. This is this coming Thursday at 5 p.m. here in church. So we're still looking for people to give. So because of that sermon, you don't want to be like Mrs. Cole. So that you don't go and get a funny letter. And that will bring you down instead of taking. You will always go up, you won't go down. In Jesus' name. I know you like that. But that's the Christmas message. In a very simple way, that's it. When you have and you're in a stronger position, don't look down on other people. And you know, there are subtle ways of doing it. You know, most people won't just do it like that. They'll just... It's all subtlety. Wait, I'm coming. Okay, bring the offering. Put it on this side. You know, there's subtle ways. You know, you can do the same thing. You know, sometimes insinuation is worse than what you say. You won't say anything, though. But the way, like the Bible in Proverbs chapter 7, you say a proud look. Say, my sister, sorry, yo. Anyway, we help us. You know, when it's not from the heart, it hurts the other person. And let's learn the lesson in Jesus' name. So please see Pastor Rhoda after the service and the brethren and give as much as you can today. You can still give tomorrow, Tuesday, when even up to Wednesday. You can come bring it to church so that on Thursday we'll have plenty to distribute to our brethren. Clothes, food, household items, anything that God lays upon your heart. You know, what is a burden to you? What is taking up space in your house is a blessing to somebody else. And you say, this is choked up. Take the thing out. Go and give it. So somebody else will be blessed by it in Jesus' name. Please take. Okay. I'm going to pray. You know, let's head bowed and eye closed. I just want you to talk to God in your heart. Just say, Lord, if I've been selfish, if I've been self-centered, if I've not allowed the Christ nature to be shown to my neighbor, to my friends, to the people around me, Lord, I'm sorry. And I ask that the divine life and the divine nature grow in me, that I behave more like Jesus in all my relationships with all people, especially those who are less privileged than me, that I will not look down on them, but rather I will look for a way of raising them up. Because when I raise them up, I'm raising myself up too. So that your kingdom will come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you. The Lord God gives you peace. God makes you head and not tail, above only and not beneath. Everything you set your hand to is successful. You are at least 10 times better than your peers. You possess the gates of your enemies, even the gate of death. So you will live and you will not die. Yes, you will live and you will declare the glory of God in the land of the living. With long life will God satisfy you and show you his salvation, even the perfection of the fullness of Christ. So Lord, he passed you the noise of Enoch, Abraham, of Joseph, of Moses, of Joshua, of Ruth, of David, of Elisha, of Daniel, of Esther, of Paul, and of John. In Jesus' name, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the sweet fellowship of the blessed Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us now and forevermore. In Jesus' name. Turn to them and say, with long life will God satisfy you. You will live well in the land of the living, and so you will have no bones broken. In Jesus' name, thank you and God bless you.